Hello.
My name is Gabriel, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
Yes, you're speaking with.
Okay, I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Johnson Brooks, and I was going in to do my continued weekly claim, but it said that I had to call this number on the website.
Okay. Okay, what was the error message?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, about the claim was inactive, and when I tried to activate it again, it said that I had to call you all.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 422-27-7934.
Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name for me?
Yes, my name is Jonathan Ray Brooks. My date of birth is 9/30/1986. My mother's maiden name is Boyd.
Okay, and can you verify your driver's license number?
9354080.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I took some college classes.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings.
Checking.
May I have your router number?
Yes, hold on just a second.
Okay.
My routing number is 103-100-195.
Okay, that's 103-100-195.
That's correct.
Okay, and what's your account number?
Account number is 248-108-969-705.
Okay, that's 248-108-969-705.
That's correct.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
It is 3376 County Road, 89 South, Camp Hill, Alabama, 36850.
Okay, is your residence address different from your mailing address or is it the same?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
It's 256-874-3711.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, have you worked since the last time you filed?
Have I worked? Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay, did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was this past week. I want to say it was Saturday.
Okay. A moment. Okay, the 10th.
Ma'am?
The 10th?
The 10th, yes, the 9th and the 10th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for your business?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Are you currently working solo on commission-based or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
Station technician.
Okay. Okay, what was the name of this job, the company name?
The last job that I was a staging technician was the CBE Incorporated.
Okay. Okay, do you have a good phone number for this job?
Not since I left them. I left them in August. And I haven't been able to get in contact back with them.
Hey, so what's your most recent job?
The most recent job that I worked this past weekend was Allied Barden, a security guard at Auburn University.
Okay, would it be under Universal Protection?
Yes, ma'am. That would be the exact company.
Okay. So do you have a good phone number for this job?
Let's see, because we just have supervisors. It's a secondary company on Auburn University, so they don't have, like, a official business office there, but they give us supervisors. I can give you that number.
Okay, you give me that number.
All right. Just a second. Pulling up the phone book. Okay, I have a 334-329-9460.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
I've been working, well, I actually worked this job well before I got the CBE job. I want to say in 2015 when I first started working security at Auburn University. And it was through the same company, so I was there on and off, and after COVID, I just stopped working there. Now I only work like 2 days out the week.
Oh, okay. Can you give me an estimated month and a date?
I'm trying to see. Hold on. I can tell you one better. I can go through the paycheck stuff. That'll show everything. I stopped working with them around February the 17th. I didn't pick back up until September of this year. February of this year, that's when I ended, and then I picked back up in September.
Okay, so back in 2015, when did you first start the month and the date?
December, and it should have been the 17th.
Okay. In what city and state was this work performed in?
Auburn, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this job?
I don't work full-time for this job that we're talking about. They only give me special events or something like that. It's no part-time or full-time work.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 3486.
3486. Okay.
Okay, that's 3486. And I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, that number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that four-digit PIN number I gave you. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I do have one question. Since we finished this one, does that void the one that I did previous to this?
Okay. You're referring to your old previous unemployment claim?
Yes, from the one I did of August.
Okay. If you did one in August, you'll have to reach out to the inquiry department to see what's going on with that claim.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that's going to be it. I do thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.